You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I want to tell you, speaking of music, I meant to tell Jeremy this in the trending report. I'll tell both of you. There's a lot of new music out today. It used to be, Kelsey, that they would release new music on Tuesday. It was always release day. And now they've moved it to Fridays. So all the big artists all put out their new music on Fridays. So
interesting.
You got new music today from Demi Lovato, and it's got a dirty word in the title.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't
tell
you what it's
called.
Don't say it. Wasn't she a Disney girl at one point?
Was that Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, but what?
She was?
Kelsey, was Demi Lovato was a Disney girl?
Yeah, she, her and Selena Gomez both were. That's where they got their
name. Okay. Well, now she's got naughty
words
in her
album. Disappointed in her. She's got a curse word in the title
Disney,
of her.
Not very Disney, is it?
Walt is spinning in his grave right now.
Yep.
There's also new music from Panic at the Disco.
Ooh, nice.
Madonna's got a remix album out of all of her Billboard Dance Club number one songs. And then, Kelsey, Five Finger Death Punch has new music out today.
All right, Kelsey.
Okay.
She's like, whatever, guys.
I don't listen to Five Finger Death Punch, but I listen to everyone else.
Well, there you go. 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Not bad at all.
Who would you say is your favorite artist of all time?
Oh, I probably One Republic. I really like them.
Wow. Well, that's great.
You're listening to the right station then.
Yeah, you came to the right place.
What are you doing this weekend, Kelsey Pants?
Painting my daughter's room and having some people over for dinner.
I wish you had just left it at painting my daughter.
She loves it. She loves it.
I'm painting my daughter.
What color is the room?
It's going to be like a rose pink and a purple.
Okay.
It's hurting my eyes just thinking about it. It sounds like a little girl's room, so that's cute.
Yeah, she's three.
Perfect then. Yeah.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
What's her name?
Her name is Gemma.
Gemma. That's
little
cute,
Gemma
too.
In her purple pink room.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a social worker, and I work in early intervention.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
It sounds important.
Yes, very. Very helpful, that's for sure.
Good. You're a good human then. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Now, my note to everyone who's on hold. Don't hurt our feelings. If Kelsey wins, we still want to come and talk to all of you, even though there won't be a prize. So don't hang up. If you hang up, it'll just mean that all you wanted was the prize and you don't love your boys. Right, Kelsey?
Right.
So stay on the line. And if Kelsey doesn't get it, you'll have a chance to win the prize. So let's see how you do. 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, what's coming up here? Should I try the football one again? Broncos are playing tomorrow.
Let's do it. Yeah. Oh.
Broncos are playing tomorrow.
Definitely going to win this one.
Come on, Kelsey. You're going to do it. We need 10 seconds. 5 penalties in football. Give me 5 of the penalties that are called in football. You can do it. Ready and go.
False start, offsides, rough or like the tackling the kicker.
How come nobody ever says tripping?
I'm so disappointed.
No, don't let anybody
He's
be disappointed
be
in you because you are charming and delightful.
He'll be fine. Just don't tell him.
Yeah.
Just don't tell him.
Just our secret.
Okay.
Our secret.
I have no idea.
If he looks at your phone and he sees an outgoing call to 303-691-1649, just say that it's for a prescription.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Exactly. He'll never know.
He'll never know. It's our secret. Kelsey, thank you. You were a blast to talk to. I hope you have a fun weekend painting that room, okay?
Thank you. Have a good weekend, guys.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tiff.
The big plans this weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're just going to be sitting in a chair staring at a wall, huh?
I was traveling for my daughter's wedding last weekend. I need to recovery weekend.
You got to decompress a little bit.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. Iowa.
I like Iowa. Where at in Iowa?
Cedar Falls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Some other listener, I can't remember his name. Was it Travis or Troy? Troy, I think, was his name. Said he's going to Iowa this weekend for the state fair. Yeah. He's going to eat all of the various fried foods on a stick.
Yes.
Yes. Sounds delicious.
Yes. Just a yes.
How expensive was the wedding?
It was actually fairly inexpensive.
How'd you pull that off? It's out in the middle of a cornfield.
Well, it was in the backyard.
That's the way to do it, honestly.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
not?
It's more special that way.
It was beautiful.
My next marriage will be in the backyard somewhere.
Yeah. And he's already picked out the bride.
Yeah. It's weird, huh?
Uncomfortable
like,
laugh from
awkward.
Tiffany. She's like, am I playing
awkward.
This game? Or do I have to? How long do I have to keep talking to him before we play?
You like the groom? He's a good guy?
I do. He's great.
What does he do?
He works for a pallet company.
A pallet? Like wood pallets?
Yeah.
Like building pallets? Just hammering pieces
building
of boards together?
And recycling. And
the pallet emporium?
I don't think that's what it's called.
Pallets
are
us?
Pallets are us? The power pallet?
I
mean,
what it's actually called.
Pallets, please.
Wet your pallet?
That'd be a good one.
Okay, let's play the game.
Stupid.
Tiffany has
so
no
stupid.
Time for us
so
today.
Stupid. She's so bored. All right.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. Your letter is T, as in terrific. I will not allow the word the. That doesn't count. T. I need 5 bands or artists that begin with the letter T. Bands or artists that start with T. Ready? And go!
Oh, wow. Timberland. Oh, my gosh. This is harder than
it is. No. Time is up. But I will tell you, probably, how old are you, Tiffany?
47.
Yeah, okay. So when you were a teenager, there was a big artist named Tiffany.
Well, I know, and I even thought of that when you said tees, and then when you said bands, it went blank.
Well, bands or artists, I said.
Yeah,
bands
it could be
or
either.
Artists.
Either.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
What
to
was
that
her
one.
Big hit? I think we're alone now.
Oh, I love that song.
I know very well.
You probably got teased all the time, didn't you?
I did.
Oh. We're glad you called. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
See
Thanks.
You later. Bye.
Bye. Is that in our system?
It's such a cheesy song.
It's terrible. It
oh,
really
it's so
is.
So cheesy.
Here is Rooney.
Rooney.
Good morning, Rooney.
Rooney.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
OMG, LOL. Hi.
Hi. What a day to be alive. I'm so excited to talk to you both.
Are you? That's so kind of you.
How come?
I don't know. I picked up the phone. I dialed. Here we are. One thing led to another.
Do you like us?
I love you guys. You just brighten up my mornings.
She's kissing up to try to get
I
an
know.
Easy
We're not
category.
Just
going to
hand you the prize.
Well, maybe an easy category like Colors of the Rainbow. Just throw an idea out there.
Colors of the Rainbow.
No.
Hey, I've got to ask. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you?
I'm on my AirPods, but let me take you.
Yeah, get on your regular phone.
Yeah.
How's this? Do I sound better?
So much better.
So much better. It's
wow.
like night and day.
Wow, Rooney.
Wow. So sorry for that. I must have sounded like a robot.
Who are you named after?
Well, actually, my name is a little bit longer than Rooney, but it's just a little bit complicated.
Say it.
So, it's Harooney.
Harooney?
Yes.
It's not complicated.
Well,
is that
you heard me say it, that's why.
Harooney, now is that Indian, Hawaiian? What is that?
You're close. It's Sri Lankan.
Sri Lankan.
Yeah,
my
there
best
we go.
Friend is from Sri Lanka. Sarath.
No way.
Sarath is my best man.
Yeah.
Tell him
Sri
what
Sri Lankan
up.
Family.
What up, Sri Lanka?
What up? You know, I don't want to bring everybody down, but there's been some bad crap going on in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, there
too.
Is. Yeah, it's a mess.
Yes, yeah, that's a bummer. We can save that for another day.
I will save it for
Yeah, that's down. What are you doing this
Haruni,
weekend?
It's a beautiful name.
This weekend, I plan on running a lot. I'm getting ready for a marathon this fall.
All right. Oh, have you run one before?
Yes, I've run several before. It's hard work.
All right.
Yeah.
It looks difficult. You do the thing where on one of your runs you run farther than 26 miles?
No, I'm not that crazy.
Okay.
I'll go up to 24 miles in training.
Okay. Unbelievable. Ugh.
Yeah.
It sounds exhausting. It sounds horrible.
Tough. We're at altitude. Honestly, I'm not trying to sell the marathon to anybody else out here.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. So it's just not going to happen. Dom ran a lot. Dom used to run like crazy.
I topped out at 10Ks. I ran a bunch of 10Ks, yeah. But I never went the full marathon.
Yeah, that's a long. Even
the Colfax Marathon, I was part of a relay team of that where some of us did 10Ks, one person did a 5K.
Yeah.
And it all added up to the 26 miles
or whatever.
I
always just like standing at the finish line and watching everybody roll up and puke everywhere.
That's the best thing to do in a marathon.
My wife ran, I think it might have been the Colfax one, I don't remember, but some guy ran, he came right up, I was standing there waiting for her, and he threw up and it got all over my legs and shoes. It was the grossest thing.
I think I know what that was. That's when Nicole and I ran together. It was the same race. Yeah. We didn't run side by side, but it was called Fans on the Field.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah, and Nicole and I ran in that.
Yeah.
It's where you started at Mile High Stadium, you ran through Pepsi Center, which is now Ball Arena, down to Coors Field, and you got to run into Coors Field around home plate.
Yes.
Back out again, back through Ball Arena, and then back to Mile
High
Stadium.
That's cool. And then you go, "Wah!" at the very end.
That was a fun run.
That's a cool run, yeah.
I don't know if they still do it or not, but you got to be inside three of the major sports complexes.
Do that one, Rooney.
Yeah.
Sounds epic. I will put it down on my list for sure. For sure.
And it's only a 10K, so that's easy. That's piece of cake for you. That's just, a quarter of a marathon, so.
It's a warm-up, honestly. So, yeah, for sure.
She's like, I don't want to brag, but, yeah.
She can do that skipping. let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to try it?
Let's give it a shot. Fingers crossed, easy category.
All right. Are you good with tourist attractions and famous landmarks?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
I think you can do this, because I'm giving you all of Europe to work with. In all of Europe, give me five famous landmarks or tourist attractions in Europe. Ready and go.
The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of the London Bridge, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Roman Colosseum, and the stadium.
I feel like you got it.
I think
she cut herself off, though, on a couple of them. And did you say Leaning Tower of Pizza?
She did say pizza. And you started with Tower of London, and then you switched to London Bridge, which is now in Arizona.
What?
Isn't the London Bridge is in Arizona now? They moved
it. Lake Havasu, yeah.
Lake Havasu, Arizona.
But she's talking about that other big bridge that they got there. Is that the London Bridge? What's that other big bridge? The other big bridge that's
going
there.
Across the Thames?
Yes, that bridge. What's that
but,
one
But, I mean,
called?
Is it another London Bridge?
I mean, I started a marathon on that thing and finished one.
Oh, now you're just bragging again.
London Bridge,
Can we do some Googling?
Hold on, I'm doing it
right
now.
It's the Tower Bridge. Oh, there is a London Bridge.
It says several bridges named London Bridge have spanned the River Thames.
There's one right now.
The
big
current
one.
Crossing, which opened in 1973, is a box girder bridge.
You're a box girder bridge.
Sure I am. I think that would make five.
It is.
Because
she got
did
five.
Tower of London and London Bridge
she
and the
it.
Leaning Tower of
a pizza. You got
You're
it.
Nuts.
She got it.
Yes.
You're a winner.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
Well done.
That's well played. All right there, Haruni. If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your concert tickets, okay?
Amazing. Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yes.
You
later.
Too. God, I love our listeners.
She was so nice.
And now I will tell you that Karen kept holding through all of this. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Here's Karen.
Hi, guys.
You didn't want to hurt our feelings, right?
No, I actually was hoping someone would win first.
Oh, really? Because you were scared? You were too scared to play?
Okay, so I'm like in my early 40s, and this is the first time I've ever called a radio station.
Yeah.
And the only reason I've never called before is because I'm like, I'm not going to sit there with that crappy hold music or sit there in silence while I wait. I had no idea. I heard the whole show the whole time.
Yeah, it's us. There's Isn't no crappy beautiful? Hold music.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm-mm.
My mind is blown this morning.
Let's give her a rattle off anyway.
I think we should.
You're not going to win anything, but we can give you one.
You'll fail miserably, but you know you still get to play.
No.
Story of my life, so let's do it.
Oh, Karen, that's not true. You're living a charmed life, and you know it.
I am. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can spoil my day today.
You know, I love that we are your first that you've ever called, so we'll be gentle in this conversation. Yeah, well, you know. What do you do?
I make happy homes for a living. I clean houses.
Do you?
Oh, that's great.
I do. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I'm trying to talk Jeremy into doing that. He won't give in.
I don't know.
Have Karen come
to yourself like a really good independent cleaner, and like you'll love her.
You sound friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you licensed and insured?
No, but
okay. Well, then I wouldn't hire you. But thank you for the.
Oh my goodness!
Listen, I've been doing. Well, no, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna jinx myself. But let's just say everything.
You did. You said you're in your early 40s. You've already aged yourself.
No, but how long have you been doing the cleaning?
Over 10 years.
So you're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started out working at companies, and then kind of realized, wow, they charge customers a lot and don't pay us anything.
Yeah, like, I could do this.
People, so I'm like, we can meet in the middle here where I can actually make more and they can pay less.
Yeah. I love that entrepreneurial spirit.
Now you're raking it in.
Yeah.
I am.
How many clients do you have?
Oh, gosh. Probably 25 to 30.
No way.
That's great.
And these are people that I have. I mean, probably most of these people I've grown up with their kids and.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exchange Christmas presents and everything, probably.
You ever found anything weird that you can say on the radio?
You know, unfortunately, no. I have no cool stories.
Oh,
it's just I know
that's surprising. You've never found a dead body or something, or
a finger.
No,
just a finger on the floor.
Somebody's foot. You know, I just no.
Okay. Some people leave their weird little toys out and stuff. Like you're like. Should probably
like Hot Wheels cars and Ninja Turtles.
Adult Hot Wheels.
The adult drawer is left open.
Yeah. They're doing that on purpose. If that stuff's laying around, it's on purpose.
Probably true. Now, well, let me ask you something. Do you clean around it on the nightstand?
Or do you pick clean it up
and put it away?
Nope. That nightstand does not get touched whatsoever. And guess what? They never say, hey, you didn't clean the nightstand. I think they realize,
No.
I have my limits. There's some things I just
that
don't
is like. Classic.
Just laying there.
But listen, at least you know that your customers are happy, right? They're happy before you get there, and they're happy after you come and clean the house.
Look what they get to do because they don't have to clean their house.
They have extra time on their hands. Uh-huh.
Good for them.
Literally on their hands.
That is fantastic. Everything is fantastic. You made us laugh so much. We're going to send you a copy of Mindbender Book Volume. What is it? Volume 3?
I think we got 3 in there, yeah.
Do you want a copy of Mindbender Book?
I would love it because I have 1 and 2, and I think I even have a signed one by you.
Well, there you
really?
Go.
Back when you did the King Supers, Salvation Army thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you need Volume 3.
I do.
All right.
Well, if you'll stand by, we can get Tick to mail that out for us, can't we?
Yeah, we can. She'll do it.
And listen, if you don't get it within the next 2 weeks, call us back and let us know for sure, okay?
Okay, I will.
It was it's a delight talking to you. You shared the adult toy story, and that's worth a book.
You were funny. So hold on. Josh, our producer, will get your address and stuff. So hold on, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Hold on.
since we were her first time to ever call a radio station.
Kind of had to, right?
Well, sure. I mean, what kind of heartless SOBs would we be if we didn't give her something for that?
Yeah.